Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
DC Baltimore area. This is the Heart Love Radio Show. Coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio as well on Facebook Live. And I hope you guys are having a good night tonight. If you guys are tuning in, tonight we're going to talk about replacing the old with the new. Again, we're going to talk about replacing the old with the new. And if you guys have been hanging out, what's going on, Keith? If you guys have been hanging out with me the past couple Tuesdays from 9 to 10, you know, God's been definitely showing up. He's definitely been giving us some good word. And I hope this word will be something that will encourage you in your walk with the Lord. This is what we do every Tuesday from 9 to 10. It's interactive. Feel free to share. Just as long as we're just respecting each other's viewpoints and opinions, that's what matters. Hey, what's going on, Renee? Thank you for coming through, Renee. On the 24th of April, we talked about unity. There's room at the table. Then on last Tuesday, we were talking about finding your direction in difficult times. Finding your direction in difficult times. And what God placed in my heart today is this: replace the old with the new. I'm not sure about you guys, but how many of you have been in a place where you prayed, you said, God, I need this new thing. I want to experience newness. And then when things begin to change, we start wilding out. We start losing our minds because we wanted things to be new, but we really didn't want things to be new that quickly, or we weren't prepared for that new season. But how many of you know that regardless of whatever it is that we try to do, that things are going to change? Regardless if we like it, regardless if we don't, change is going to happen. It is so true, Renee. Regardless of what we try to do, change is going to happen. What's going on, Alice? What's going on, Angela? And tonight, we're talking about replacing the old with the new. Replace the old with the new. And I want to say this. Everything that I'm talking about is exactly where I am. What's going on, Angela? Good evening. Good evening. I hope you guys are ready for a good message tonight. You know, Renee says this: we can't grow without change, no matter how hard. That's so true, Renee. Some of us would say we want to grow, but we want all the things that God wants for us. But when we start having hardships and trials, and we start wondering, why am I going through this? Well, you pray that you wanted everything. And in order for God to really use us, sometimes we have to go through the valley experiences. Sometimes we're going to go through some low experiences. Sometimes we're going to have to deal with things that are uncomfortable in order so that we can grow. And one of the things that one of my friends, Dr. Nicole, would say, that we have to learn to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. Sometimes God's not going to take that thing away. Sometimes we have to grow through it. We have to grow through it. We have to go through it, and we have to grow through that situation. You know, sometimes it happens like that. And no matter how much we say we want to grow, just like Renee said, we can't grow without change. Change has to happen. Change has to happen. Hey, Alice. And no matter how hard we try to resist, it is going to happen. Change is going to happen. But you know, the thing about it is that I feel like God wants us to not get stuck there in that whole thing process of wanting to change. God does not want us to get stuck. What's going on, John? So some of us want the new things of God, but don't really want the new. We are trying to combine the past thinking with the new season, and it is not working. I'm not sure about you. What's going on, Mom? How you doing, Mom? Welcome. Well, we're talking about replacing the old with the new. Replace the old with the new. That's the title of today's message, conversation. Again, some of us are trying to combine the past thinking with the new season, and it is not working. Frustration sets in because we say we want the things of God. We say we want the things of God, right? But as these things are happening in our lives and as we're experiencing this new season, we have those old thoughts trying to come back. You know, we have those old thoughts trying to come back. But guess what? If your season is changing, God's changing things around, listen, we have to let go of that old thinking. We have to let go of that old thinking because it is not going to work in the new things that God is trying to do in our lives. Ms. Angela says this, I am in that valley right now. I know God has a big change coming. I don't know what the outcome will be, but I have to trust in him. But I am not going to lie. It is hard! Exclamation point. Yeah, 3 exclamation points. I feel you there, Angela. I feel you there. It is hard. What's going on, Rob, Dog? It is Rob. You know, listen, Angela, I've been in that valley. And I just like you, I know God has a big change coming. The change is here. And, you know, and the thing about it, like you said, I don't know what the outcome will be. But I have to trust in him. And that's what we've been talking about these past couple weeks, really, Angela, is having to trust in God, having to trust in him. And that is so true, Angela. I am there with you. I'm right there with you. I don't know the outcome, but I have the faith and I have to trust in him, regardless of how I'm feeling emotionally. You know, like you said, it's not necessarily easy. It's hard, but you know what? God has given us grace to go through this. He said he would never leave us. And we have the Holy Spirit, and we have to believe with every fiber in our being. We have to believe and keep our trust in him regardless of what is going on. But how many of you know that when you replace the old with the new, sometimes things that you didn't know were there are there. You realize that some things are there, and you have to work through that stinky thinking. We have to work through those things that we didn't even realize that we were holding on to. But this is the season to go ahead and do that. Let's deal with it. Because if we really want the things of God, we're going to either move with the Spirit or we're going to die. The dream is going to die. And we're going to miss God in this season. But I really believe either we're going to grow or we're not going to grow. And we're going to remain the same. We're going to miss what God is trying to do in our lives. What's going on, Byron? Hey, Miss Peggy. So if you have your Bibles, Matthew 9, chapter 9, verses 14 through 17, it says this. Again, it's Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 through 17. This is the Heart Love Radio Show. For those who are coming through, we talk back and forth. What's going on, Angel? Again, the title for today is Replace the Old with the New. Coming from Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 through 17, it reads like this. Then John's disciples came and asked him, how is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus answered, how can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment. Making the tear worse. Neither do men pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst. The wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. You know, listen, some of us want the things of God, but we don't want the change. We don't want that change on the inside that God is trying to do. you know, some preachers, I've heard some preachers talk like this, talk about open surgery, like God is doing a surgery on us. He's changing some things and changing situations and changing things in our lives. And sometimes we resist that change. We resist having to deal with issues we've got to deal with in order to move forward because it hurts and it's uncomfortable. But if we want the things of God, we have to be willing to grow through our situations. We have to be willing to go through it. And I say grow, yes. Grow through it. Learn from your situation. You know, ultimately it's like this, guys. Ultimately it's like this. You must decide what you want. What's going on, Joy? You must decide what you want. What do you want? What do you want in your life? Do you want the new things? Do you want things to change? Do you want to do what you feel like God has created you to do? Or do you just want to just go haphazardly and just wait for things to happen and never try to do things that are in your heart to do? Either we want God to move in our life, in our lives, or either we don't. Either we want to experience God or we don't. But guess what? If we say we want to experience God, guess what? We're going to go through things. I know the person I am today is not the person I was yesterday. The person I am today is not the person I was 5 years ago. You know, replace the old with the new. You know, you go through the things you've gone through. And I've heard people say this. They say, my truth, and this is my truth. Listen, no one can understand what you've gone through unless they've walked in your shoes. But we serve a God who is all-knowing, all-powerful, who knows our deepest and innermost thoughts. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Brian? Ultimately, I feel, guys, that we must decide what you want. We must decide what you want. I'm going to read to you guys something from Joshua, Joshua chapter 24. And guys, don't forget, feel free to talk. You know, feel free to share what's on your heart, what's on your mind about what we're talking about. What's going on, Charles? Hope you guys are having a good evening. And I'm going to read to you guys. This is from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Sometimes it doesn't matter about what other people are going to do. It just matters, what are you going to do? What's going on, Pastor Donnell? Bless you too. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, Joshua says this: but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What's going on, Brandon? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It does not matter. This is your decision to make, what you're going to do with your life, whether you are going to replace the old with the new. And the whole thing about you must decide what you want, you got to make that declaration sometimes. And sometimes people are not going to believe in what you believe as a Christian. Sometimes people are not going to believe what God has placed on your heart to believe. And sometimes you have to stand alone. And sometimes you have to make that declaration. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You must decide what you want. Do you want the things of God? Do you really want the things of God? Sometimes you just have to make that declaration, you guys. And it might cost you some relationships, might cause you some friendships, but you have to say, hey, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You have to make that declaration. And again, this is your decision to make as far as you're deciding what you want to do with your life. It doesn't matter what your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, whatever they decide they want to do, you have to make this decision for yourself. What do you want? I want you to repeat after me. What do I, then say your name, want? So wherever you are, I want you to ask yourself this question. What do I, then say your name, what do I, Gregory, really want? What do I really, really want? Because guess what? We're going to decide. We're going to decide what we want by our actions. We're going to decide what we want by the things that we say. Now, in James 1:8, it says this. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James 1:8, I want to read the whole thing. I don't even want to play around with that. What's going on, family? Renee says, what does Renee want? That's a good question. Yeah, Renee. What does Renee want? What does Greg want? No, that's the real truth. Just ask yourself right now, what do I say your name? What do I really, really want? Because when the situations come, when the storms come, and the storms will come, you know, you're gonna stand and believe and have that faith, because guess what? You know what you want. If you want the things of God, you have to remain focused on God, not on the storm that's around you, not on who's not there and who is there, who said they were going to be there, but they're not there. And who am I going to focus on? God. You know, this is not the season for us to lose hope. This is a season for us to build up our faith. This is a season to really understand, what do I want? And then go for it. Then go for it. You know, James 1:8 says this. A double-minded man, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. Now listen, guys. Read James chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. But it basically ends up basically just saying this. If you go up a couple of verses, it says, if any of you, in verse 5 in James chapter 1, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. You know, guys, we must decide what we want. Either God is God, and he's omnipotent, he's all-powerful, or either he isn't. And sometimes when we're going through, it sounds easier to say this. What's going on, Michael? It sounds easier to say this, but when you're going through the fire, what's going on, Gigi? I'll call you Gigi on here. when you're going through the fire, guess what? You need God to keep you. But you know, guess what? You can't be double-minded. Either you're going to believe or you're not going to believe. Either you're going to stand or you're not going to stand. And sometimes, even in the midst of that fire and things are going haywire, you just got to say, you know, I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe what you say, God, in your word. I'm going to believe what you're speaking to my heart about the situation. I'm not going to allow myself to go down this path again, but I'm going to stand and believe with everything that's within me. We're talking about replacing the old with the new. Because guess what? When God's trying to change your life and change your situation, sometimes you're going to go through some fire, some tests. Sometimes you're going to go through some you're just going to have to go through some of those things. What's going on, fan chat? What's going on, Lion? Sometimes you're going to go through, but you just got to stand. Decide on what you want and stand. Stand. Make that decision. You know, don't be double-minded. One day you're on this side, next day you're on that side. One day you're on this side. Make that decision and then stand by it. Hey, Lion, but it's not easy. It's not easy. But guess what? With God, all things are possible. It's not easy, but he said he will be with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. You know, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 15, if you got your Bibles, I'm going there. How you guys doing tonight, guys? You guys doing all right? How you guys doing? Yeah, and we talk back on this thing for you, so you guys can talk to me. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 15, Spirit, you know, talking to the church of Laodicea, like I say, Jesus was talking to the church of Laodicea, it says, and it basically says in verse 15, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold or hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because, verse 16, so because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You know, Yeah, Fanchette says patience is a virtue. Yeah, it is a virtue, Fanchette. It is a virtue. And that whole thing as far as you must decide what you want, you're either going to be hot or you're going to be cold. And again, I know it sounds easier. It sounds easier than when you're going through. Because when you're going through, sometimes you don't understand, you don't see everything because you are in the middle of that test. You're in the middle of that trial. So I don't want you to think that, oh, this is easy. Let me tell you this. I've been through the fire. You know, I've been through the fire. Let me tell you this. I've been to that point when I felt like I am not going to make it. But I said, Lord, I want the things that you have for me. Has it been easy? No, but guess what? God has given me the grace to get through this. You know, God's given me the grace to get through this. And like you're saying, Fanchette, patience is a virtue. Patience is a virtue. And that whole thing about replacing the old with the new, guys, you must decide what you want. Two, everything must align with what you want. Everything must align with what you want. You see, what you do, your actions must align with what you say. It does not mean that that we're not going to have struggles or issues, guys. That's not what it means. But if you say you want the things of God, guess what? The things you do have to line up with that. If you say I want the new things in this season, you know, I want to experience the new. I want, Lord, everything to be the way you want it to be. Guess what? You're going to go through some things. That means that you have to change the things that you do. You have to change the things that you say. Those things that are negative, that aren't aligning with what you're trying to do. If you're saying you want to open up a business, you're not going to go out there and spend your money and buy this and buy that, that has nothing to do with your business. You're going to save your money. You're going to do your research. You know, how you guys feeling about that? What's going on, Key? What's going on, cuz? You know, so we're talking about tonight replacing the old with the new, and I'm glad you guys came through. I just want to say thank you guys for sharing, for those who shared this on your pages. Please share this on your page. You know, when you're talking about replacing the old with the new, guys, everything must align with what you want. You know, if you want to go to college and you want to do these different things, then guess what? Do your research. You find out which college you want to go to. What can you get over this place? You know, what can you learn from this college? What do you think is going to help you to get to that place? Yeah, I'm doing fine, cuz. Doing fine. This is a show. We do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10, our time, Eastern Standard Time. Hope you're doing well down there. I hope you're encouraged. You know, we're talking about everything must align with what you want. Feel free to respond. You know, what do you think about that whole thing? What do you guys think about that whole point? Everything must align with what you want. Let's say this. If you're trying to break into the music industry, right, then you have to understand all the things that go along with trying to get into the industry. That means that everything you're going to be doing is to be with that goal in mind. So if we're saying that we want the things of God, guess what? Everything that we do have to align with the things that we say, you know? And then I'm going to say this, guys. Fanchette says this, got to stay strong, be encouraged no matter what's going on. Thank you, Fanchette. That's definitely everything with the whole point of everything must align with what you want. You said this, you got to stay strong, be encouraged no matter what's going on. And that's it. And it's hard sometimes to stay encouraged when you are going through. It's hard to stay encouraged when you feel like you're being hit from north, south, east, and west. Have you guys ever been through that? Where you felt like, can a brother or can a sister get a break? Have you guys ever felt like that? Can this person ever get a break? Can I ever get a break? But you know what? The things we go through to learn, those things help us to understand situations better and helps to make us stronger. We go through so we can help somebody else get through. We go through so we can help someone else who's going through and help, or hopefully give them some advice that's going to help them to get to their next level in their life, in their relationship with God. And then the whole thing about this, you got to speak life, not death, over your life. You know, Proverbs 18:21 says this, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Sometimes we're wondering why we're not moving forward in the new season. It's because we keep speaking death. We keep speaking death over our lives. We keep speaking death. We keep looking at things from the negative instead of look point of view, instead of looking at things from the positive point of view. You can't say, I want the things of God and I want to go to the next level, and then say out your mouth, things are never going to change. So guess what? Guess what you've spoken? You've spoken death over your situation. Byron, you said you read that verse a couple hours ago. Yeah. Praise God. You know, if we say we want the things of God, but we keep on speaking death, God is not with me. I'm by myself. So then we wonder how comes things don't change. We say, I want the new things of God. I want it. But then we have a hard time with the whole thing with believing it. And then we have that tug of war within ourselves. And then we speak death. So instead of saying, it's never going to change, you might want to try to say, you know, God, I believe things are going to change, even though it appears to be like it's not going to happen. I'm believing that it's going to happen. You know, some of us, because remember, we're still in this flesh. We go to the negative thoughts rather than to the positive thoughts first. You know, let's say like this. I'm not going to talk about my pet peeves, because then when I talk about my pet peeves, then people start doing those things. But it does test my growth, and it does test my growth with walking in this new thing, because it's like I'm telling you guys, I'm in the same thing. I'm going through the exact same thing, but I'm going to use this as an example. Let's say someone does not get in touch with us as quickly as we believe they should. Then sometimes we go to that whole point of, they must be doing X, Y, and Z. See, I'm always there for that person, but they're never there for me. And then we find out, oh, so-and-so had some catastrophic incident in their life. Someone lost a family member. And they're like, oh. You know, listen, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And what we speak brings forth life. And if we keep on yielding ourselves to the negative, we're trying to do it toward the positive, we're never going to get to that new place. You know, the battle is in the mind. The battle is in the spiritual. This is a spiritual battle, guys. This is real. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I'm in the battle of my life right now. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I'm in the battle of my life. The battle of replacing the old with the new. What's going on, DC Hill? You know, the whole battle with replacing the old with the new versus keep on thinking the negative thoughts. So how can we get to that next level? How can we actually replace the old with the new? Remember, we can remember this. My cousin says, you are absolutely right. That's so true, Keith. It's like we're trying to move forward, but we're holding on to a whole bunch of weights. And we're trying to move forward, but we have all these weights on us. And God's trying to bring us into this new season. So we have to let those things go. We have to start speaking forth life over ourselves. Things will get better. I might feel a certain way right now, but guess what? I'm going to believe that things are going to get better. You know, let me do things that are going to make me feel better. You know, and listen to this. Now, I often talk about this, and I teach on this subject, this whole thing about this, making a paradigm shift. Have you guys heard about a paradigm shift? That's when you look at a situation from a different angle so you can get a different perspective. And sometimes I say, hey, Peggy, you know, sometimes, listen, guys, we have to do a paradigm shift. Because if we're looking at the situation and it looks like you're about to lose your mind wherever you are, sometimes you have to take a step back. And I was with someone who says this, who told me this last week. She said when it comes to her children, to her child, she steps back and she counts from 1 to 10. And by 10, she's feeling much, much better. And if she doesn't feel better before she just loses her temper, she'll count to 20. She does that, and then she goes to the situation and deal with the situation. Sometimes, guys, you have to do a paradigm shift. You have to stop where you are, look at the situation from a different angle. Be willing to look at that situation from a different angle. Because, you know, the whole thing about it is this. When we're going through our situations, when we're going through things, we tend to sometimes just want to stick by our opinion, even if we are dead wrong. We don't want to do that, but we have to be willing to do that, guys. Do that paradigm shift and look at that situation from a different angle and from a positive space. You know, give the person a situation of benefit of the doubt. You know, but listen to this. In order to replace the old with the new, guys, you've got, and you're dealing with those negative thoughts and all those different things, you have to be willing to go from a positive angle. You know, instead of looking at the glass being half empty, look at it being half full. You know, instead of looking at the situation, this is a crazy situation. Lord, what do you want me to learn from this situation? How can I learn from this situation? Which takes me to my next thing. In replacing the old with the new, guys, we have to be open to the change. We have to be open to change. It's not enough to say, I want change. You know, we say, okay, I'm open to this change. I want you to have full control, Lord. And what happens when we have that first dilemma, when we're faced with that first dilemma? Hey, Brando. What's going on, Brandon? What happens when we have that first dilemma? Lord, why is this happening to me? I really don't want change. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I've said this. I don't know about you guys, but I've said this. When it comes to change, I like what I like when I like it. And when it comes to that whole thing about change and replacing the old with the new, I might say, I want the things that you have for me, God. When I started going through all these different things and going through some things I never thought I would have to deal with, it's like, look, are you open to change? You know, listen, change might not be easy, but can be done with faith. Again, change might not be easy, but it can be done with faith. Now, I'm going to tell you this. You know, well, first of all, Hebrews 11, chapter 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Change might not be easy, but it can be done with faith. You have to be open to the change and believe that God's going to work everything out for your good. You know, are you guys feeling me what I'm talking about tonight? Are you guys with me on that? What are you guys thinking about that whole thing about being open to change? And how do you deal with change when it happens and it comes in your life? What's going on, Mark? What's going on, Snoopy? What's going on, Eric Snoopy? Give your wife my love. You know, the whole thing as far as being open to change, how do you deal with the whole thing, the whole concept of being open to change? You know, personally, I would say this, guys. I wasn't open to change before. And the whole thing with people coming in my life, in and out of my life, and when I say in and out of my life, I dealt with a lot of death. So that was one of my personal triggers. At one point, it was like so many people were dying in my family. It was crazy, between family and those who were close, like family, and it was hard for me to deal with that. But guess what? Change is going to come. You know, Ecclesiastes 3 says this. Ecclesiastes 3 says there's a season for everything under the sun. Brandon, the message is replacing the old with the new. And Fantas says, take it and learn from it. Yeah. And for those who are just coming through, the first point tonight, again, a recap, you must decide what you want. Two, everything must align with what you want. We're on the third part of it. Be open to the change. I like what you say right there, Fantas. Take it and learn from it. Yeah. And we have to be willing to learn from it. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, now the Lord is a spirit. It's a spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Now I'm going to go back, you know, because some of those words can make a change in what you're saying. That was the King James Version. I'm looking at NIV version right now. But you guys, how you guys feeling tonight? How you guys feeling, like, feeling tonight? I'm going there. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. I'm going to read it from the NIV version now. And it states, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You know, there's freedom in the Lord. There's freedom in the Lord. You know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. You know, we're not alone. We are not alone. God is with us. And God will help us to deal with the change. The whole thing with replacing the old with the new. We came from Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 through 17, which talked about replacing the old wineskin with new wineskin. And the only way it's going to be preserved is if you put new wine in new wineskin. And God wants to do that. He wants to make all things become new for us. Now listen to this. There's no such thing. And you guys tell me what you guys think about this. What's going on, Ray? There's no such thing as change might come. Change will come. Change is a part of life. Change is a part of life. Things are going to change. Things are going to always change. You know, life is always evolving. But it's how we deal with it. It's how we deal with the change when it happens. So we can talk about the whole thing of wanting to be new and wanting to experience God in a new way. But then what happens is this, when we try to fight that whole thing about change, whether it's in the church, yeah, Brandon says all the time, when they say, yes, it is, you know, yeah, that's true. It's like this. In some churches, they talk about they want change, but people aren't willing to make the steps to change things. So God's wanting to do new things, but you have old things that people don't want to stop doing. You know, replace the old with the new. Guys, in order for us to go through this next season, I really honestly feel that God wants us to really, really get this whole thing about being open to change. You know, not just doing things just to do them. You know, what is the meaning? What is the purpose behind this? And, you know, regardless of how much we might try to hold on to relationships and friendships and these different things, guys, no matter how hard we try to, life is going to change. Relationships are going to change. And you hope that those who are married, now I've never been married, so I can't talk about being married. What's going on, Regan? I can never talk about being married because I haven't been married yet. I would love to be married. You change with each other. You grow with each other. You grow in the same direction. In our relationships and friendships, sometimes we end up growing in different directions. It's no one's fault. It's just that this person decided to make this go in this direction, this person decided to go in this direction. But when it comes to you and replacing the old with the new, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to grow? Or are you going to just stay there in that same spot? You know, Brandon says, we have to pray. Yeah, Brandon, we have to pray. We have to pray. Lord, if I want these things that you have, I believe you have for me, help me to be able to deal with the change. Brandon says, we have to pray. Ray says, amen. Alice says this, the sooner you learn the lesson of change. Ooh, sorry, guys. Let me go ahead and fix this up. I know, right? I don't know how I did this. Okay. Okay, here I am. Sorry, guys. Alice says this, the sooner you learn the lesson of change, the easier each battle can be. That's true, Alice. I'm going to read that again. The sooner you learn the lesson of change, the easier each battle can be. You know, that's when Alice, I feel like sometimes you have to speak those positive affirmations over yourself. If the whole thing about change is something that you resist, you know, we're creatures of habit. Sometimes we say, I want the new things of God, but we don't want to go through the new things. We don't want to have to go through the process to get to the other side. We don't want to go through that. Sometimes we say, I want things to stay the way they've been. But that's not the way the new season is. In order for us to grow, we have to be able to, like you said, learn the lesson of change. The sooner you learn it, like you said, the lesson of change, the easier each battle can be. Change is not necessarily bad. Change can be good, you know, and that's where the trust and faith part comes in. You know, we have to be willing to say, look, Lord, this thing is wearing me down, but I'm going to believe in you. I'm going to believe that you have my back in this situation. Reagan says, hi, Gregory and everyone. Hey, Reagan. Brandon says, life is like a game. Yeah, Brandon, life is like a game. It's like an adventure. It's like a journey. How you deal with it and how you respond to it is really, really key. What's going on, Pancho? What's going on, Marjorie? I got my sister on. We're talking about replacing the old with the new tonight. First point again, you must decide what you want. Two, everything must align with what you want. Three, you have to be open to the change. Brandon says this, we learned about affirmation. Affirmation is a positive statement to you about you to encourage you. That is so true, Brandon. I am so proud of the young man that you are becoming. That's true. That's so true, Brandon. Thanks for sharing that. And we have to speak these positive affirmations over ourselves. We have to speak these positivity over ourselves and over our life and over our situation. Thanks for sharing, Brandon. You know, listen, again, no matter how much you try to resist change, change is going to happen. You know, but you know, Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 20 says this, and we know that all things work together for good to them who are called according to his purpose. According to his purpose. You know, we have to believe that regardless of what we're going through, that everything is going to work for our good. For good to them who are called according to his purpose. I want you to know that you are not alone in this life, this struggle called life, this lesson, this whole thing. I call it life's lessons. You know, listen, this stuff is real. You know, some people are stuck because they're not willing to change. Some people are stuck because they're not willing to say, you know what? Let me accept this change. Lord, you're trying to do a new thing in my life, and I've been praying for you to do this new thing in my life. Have your way in me. Show me how to deal with this. But you know, this wasn't meant to be alone. We're not meant to go through this by ourselves. We're not meant to go through this life like we're on an island by ourselves. You know, hopefully you have people around you who you trust will have your back, and people you can share with 100%, be honest with and say, hey, I'm going through XYZ. You know, but the whole thing tonight with replacing the old with the new is if we're trying to go forward and trying to move forward, and where some of us are holding weights, we're holding on to things from the past, things that we've gone through, our hurts and pains, and we're holding on to, this person didn't do this to me, and this person didn't say this, and I did this, and I can't forgive myself. Listen, replacing the old with the new, be willing to let go of that hurt. You know, we talk about stinky thinking. That's that thinking that does not make sense. That thinking that's really negative and ugly. You know, just truly let go of that stinky thinking. Let go of those old things. Let go of the worry. Let go of the doubt. Let go of the fear. The old thinking will not preserve the new season you are in, or that will come. Again, that old thinking will not preserve the new season you are in, or that will come. It will kill the growth. It will kill the growth in your new season. Brandon says this, some people are just too stubborn to change, and we have to pray for that person or people, and we have to pray for our own person, self-pray, that the hurt will be gone. That is so true. So true. Reagan, you're doing a great job with Brandon. You're doing a great job with this young man. You know, and Brandon, I love when you said this. Some people are just too stubborn to change, and we have to pray for that person or people, And we have to pray for our own personal self. Pray that the hurt will be gone. You're welcome, Reagan. That's so true, Brandon. That is so true. And I believe that we're in this season, let's stop being stubborn. If we want God to do some things, and God's been talking to you and telling you, I want you to do this, you saying, God, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go in that direction. I want to go this way. It's better to trust God, who knows everything, than to try to push on and end up doing stuff that you shouldn't do, or going through situations that you could have avoided. Let's stop being stubborn. Let's pray for each other. Let's pray that God will make our hearts ready for the change, ready for the new, 100% new. See, it's like this. Is God going to anoint us and we have all this mess going on in our lives? Let's work through these things. Let's truly let go of those things that are holding us back. Those things that are holding us from moving forward, let those things go. Past or hurt relationships that really, really hurt you, let it go. Truly let go. Let it go. Instead of trying to think about what is this person doing, what is that person doing, let it go. You know, when I was younger, I used to think, you know, my mom would say, oh, this person is not your friend, that person is not your friend, they're just acquaintances. And I would say, Mom, this person is my friend. And of course, you know, with time, you know, it would end up being that Mom was right all along. And then you understand when you get older that you have that select group of people who are your friends. You know you can turn to them, they know you can turn to you. But guess what? Okay, thank you guys. I don't know what's going on, all these different things are going on my screen. I apologize for that. But what I was saying to you guys this is that I did lose my train of thought for a second. But friendships, things are going to change. You know, and we cannot control people's actions. We can only control our own actions. And you have to think, what am I going to do? What do I want for my life? And then be willing to take that step. Be willing to take a step. If you need us to pray, pray. If you need someone to pray for you, pray. Pray, ask God to help you through your situation. Ask God to give you the strength to get through. But I want you to know tonight that you can't replace the old with the new. Truly let go of the stinky thinking, the worry, the doubt, and the fear. And then how about this? Self-sabotage, right? Resist self-sabotage, denial, and fear. 2 Timothy 1:17 says this. 2 Timothy 1:17 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Resist that self-sabotage. And you're talking, you might be saying, what is G talking about? Self-sabotage. Self-sabotage. When you have something new that's about to happen, and you do everything to keep from that whole thing, let's say like maybe success. Maybe you're afraid of success, so you do things that are going to mess up your chances for success. Self-sabotage. And sometimes that self-sabotage is because of fear of the known, fear of the newness, fear of what can happen. You know, Alice says this, one's own change is the only one that matters. Yeah. Remember, there's always God there when the people, when the others are not. What's going on, David? That's so true, Alice. I'm going to read what Alice says this again. One's own change is the only one that matters. Grab the mic. I just dropped the mic. Poof, Alice, that's it. One's own change is the only one that matters. Remember, there is always God there when others are not. Yeah, God's going to be there when others are not. You know, hey, David, Franchetta says this. Franchetta says this. Yes, indeed. Ask the Lord to make you a better person than you were yesterday. Oh, that's a good one, Franchetta. Yes, indeed. Ask the Lord to make you a better person than you were yesterday. Yeah, and I want to encourage you guys, don't self-sabotage your situation. If you say you want a better relationships, stop choosing people who don't believe the same things you believe, people who don't value you, people who don't love the Lord. You know, if you say you want a new relationship, do something different. You know, the whole thing is all self-sabotage. If you want to move forward, stop taking steps backward. Stop killing your dream with your words and speak life. What can happen? And don't be afraid of the success. Don't be afraid of the unknown. You know, and I know I'm preaching to myself. What's going on, Roddy? I know I'm preaching to myself. As my mom would say, do something different. You know, try something different. But, you know, resist self-sabotage. Resist denial. And resist fear. And then I'm going to say this. Look at yourself as Christ sees you. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5:17, it says this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hey, Mom. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Again, let me read that again. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Brandon says, dare to be different. Yeah. Yeah, dare to be different, Brandon. Dare to be different. And, you know, like I said, look at yourself as Christ sees you, as a new creature. And, you know, and listen to this. Don't answer to the person you used to be. Now, listen to this, guys. When you try and make a change in your life, people are going to always sometimes try to remind you of what you did back in the day. You did this and you did that, and that's not who I am. That's who you know. This is 10 years later, and you're still on that. Don't answer the person you used to be. Let the past stay behind you. Now say this, guys. The whole thing about replacing the old with the new. Where are you trying to go to? What are you trying to do? What's going on, Jonathan? What are you trying to do in your life? Where are you trying to go? Listen, guys, sometimes you got to let something, you have to change. We say this in counseling, right? Change persons, places, or things. Sometimes you have to be willing to allow, life is going to happen, okay? If you don't change those persons, places, things, those things will change on its own and with time. You know, but let go of relationships that don't mean you well. Let go of people in situations that don't mean you well. And one thing about this, the saying is true. When God shows you someone's heart, believe it. When someone shows you who they are and they tell you who they are, believe them. Believe them. But more so than anything, look at yourself as Christ sees you. And really, stay focused on what you're trying to do. Focus on you. And it's okay. It's okay to be stingy sometimes and to focus on you. You have to do self-care. We say we want the things of God. We say we want to go to this next level. We say we want to do what we feel like God has called us to do, but sometimes we become stuck. And just like I said in Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 through 17, it says, no one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do men pour new wine into old wine, into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst. The wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. You know, what's going on, Jared? You know, the whole thing is this. Allow God to do the new thing in your life. Allow God to do the new thing. You know, allow your mind to be transformed transform your mind by renewing what I'm trying to say. You know the scripture I'm trying to say. You know, let your mind be transformed. Renew your mind. Renew your mind daily, you know, with the word of God. And listen, again, you must decide what you want. Two, everything must align with what you want. Your actions, everything. The next point, be open to change. Last but not least, replace the old with the new. You know, change the way you think. Be willing to change the way you talk. Be willing to change and be willing to grow into that person. So instead of looking at everything from a point of fear, from a negative point of view, look at the new things you're experiencing and say, God, what do you want me to learn from this? What do you want me to learn from this? What's up, Kezia? Reagan says this, what you're speaking on is confirmation again in my life right now. Please keep me lifted up in prayer. Reagan, I definitely will, Reagan. In a minute, I'm going to pray for all you guys. And I pray you pray for me as well. Let's pray for each other. This is exactly where I'm at right now. And I was like, Lord, what do you want me to talk about? You know, we can resist the change. But if we say we want the things of God and we say we want God to move in our lives and where some of us have been praying for something different, then when God brings these different things and these different opportunities, we have to be willing to accept them. And God wants to work with us first, work in our hearts first. But we have to be willing to let go of some things. We have to be willing to allow God to heal us, you know, and it's like a surgery. Ah, but you know what? No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Are we willing to grow through our situation? What's going on, Marianne? I got both sisters here. Hey, are we willing to grow through our situations? Replace the old with the new. God's not going to give you new things and you have the same stinky thinking that you've been, and you're still nasty. You're still not treating people well. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. Allow God to change you. You know, how can God take you to the next level, but you're not dealing with things you got to deal with? A lot of this is self-care. We have to be willing to hear from God, hear what God's trying to say, tell us, and then be open to the change. Because change is going to come. We can fight against this change, or we can either believe God, trust in his word, and go for it, and be obedient and listen. But, you know, replace the old with the new. Speak positivity over your life. Like Brandon was saying, affirmation. You know, affirm yourself in the Lord. Affirm yourself. You know, encourage yourself. Do what it is that you need to do. But know that it might not be easy, but with God, all things are possible. Just keep your faith and be willing to change, for the change. Be willing to be changed. And be willing to accept the change and grow with the change. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that you guys will have a good night. My prayer right now is that God will touch those hearts, the hearts of those who are listening right now, who are going through. I pray that God will keep you. I pray that you will not resist the change. You'll be open to the change, that you'll be willing to grow. You'll be willing to learn the lesson that God wants you to learn in this season. Be encouraged and know that you're not alone. God is with you. Don't leave God. God is with you. God bless you guys, and have a great night.
guys been.
Hello?